Coach Tom Ceritori of the Beavers, congratulations. Another hard-fought win, Tom.
Thanks, Schultz. You let me get my headset on here. I'm having a heck of a time here. Hold on.
The Beavers, again, hang on to win this one. 5-3
was
the final. Tom, this thing could have got away from Huntsville. You knew that they weren't going to let it. You knew it was going to be a battle, and, boy, that third period sure was.
No, they outplayed us in the third, and that's what we're going to see tomorrow, guys. This is a hard place to come to on a Friday, and we talked about it all week about Friday and putting our foot on the gas in the first period, and it's just the road is always hard on Friday. It's really hard, long road trips, and it just takes a while, and if you can get a couple, and you don't want to give up the first one either, by the way. And you just don't want to. But, again, we won the game, and tomorrow it's going to be one of those. It's going to be a battle. And I hope the guys understand that. We've talked about it. Again, we talk about it all the time. We talked about it in the locker room just now. So they're going to have a carryover from the third.
Well, they scored the first goal, Tom. I mean, you guys you were doing fine, but then kind of a backdoor 3-on-2 play gets them the first goal on the first shot for them.
Well, it was a blotched setup forecheck on our part. It's just like, you know, it's frustrating. You know, it's execution and lack of execution, and we go man-on-man on a setup forecheck, and we let our guy go, and that kid slashes to the middle. He gets the puck. He has 60 feet of speed. He kicks the puck to the weak side, and he made a heck of a play, and the kid shot it. But if we would have stayed man-on-man right there, they wouldn't have been able to advance the puck, and you know, we'd have created a 100-foot pass for him, and that's what we want to do. And, again, that was a lack of execution on our part, and they burned us.
Well, then the power play saved you. I mean, the power play came up big for you guys in the first period tonight.
No, it did, and it was big. And it was nice getting a couple goals right there, and I was so proud of Tommy Muck getting his first goal. And I've been waiting 4 years for this, you know.
Yeah. As soon as that went to replay, I had flashbacks of last year.
I'm not lying. I did too, Schultz. And I looked up. I did look up. Like, I looked up on they had the replay up, you know. And
yep.
I saw right away that kind of there might have been a little incidental contact. Well, then their guy, you know,
cross-checked.
But I was hoping that they weren't right away. Are they going to sit there and say, well, there was some incidental contact immediately? But then Owen gets cross-checked 100%, and they made the right call, so, you know, I'm glad.
Well, then in the second period, obviously, you got those two back-to-back goals by Alex Adams to get that separation. They kind of were a couple of gifts there by the Chargers, but you got to put them in.
Well, exactly. They didn't take care of the puck, and I thought we were really relentless in the second period. I thought we were strong on pucks, and we made things happen, and, you know, and they were negligent with the puck. So that you can't be negligent with the puck. You just can't, and you can't let your guard down, and they let their guard down, and we took advantage of it.
Okay, that may have been two gifts for Alex Adams to score goals, but I thought the best play he made tonight was on the forecheck, that long reach, keeping the puck alive here in the corner, and what, 2 seconds later, Kirkup gets the goal.
It was a big goal. It was a big goal. I mean, getting that three-goal lead, it lets you breathe a little harder, and then, of course, we get one back to him, but no, it was, and they had some good looks on the power play as well, really good looks. And that was the power play I was talking about, Schultze.
They've struggled to score goals. Their power play is at 10%, and you were scared of their power play.
Well, you know what? Watch the puck movement. I mean, they've got good puck movement, and they spread it out. And, hey, honestly, there's a lot of power plays that aren't clicking. But they got some pretty key components on the power play, and I think these guys do. I mean, that Hickey kid can bomb it, number 10. He's the one who shot.
Yeah, he scored, set up two of the three goals.
Well, he can bomb it. He's got a missile.
Tomorrow certainly should be a fun one.
See, oh, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Tom Ceritori, the head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.